calling me out across the oil fields, over the desert and the gas leaking up from the ground. I turn the dial and I strain to find direction, searching for that almighty sound.
Radio stations that stretched across the United States. They gave the people the entertainment they craved, and in return the people fed the machines of broadcasting. Amarillo, Texas, had its own local radio station, WRTX. And then the end of the world came. The monster that the elders called nuclear destroyed everything, and civilization faded into the background of a radioactive nightmare. The once mighty radio stations were all either abandoned or destroyed. However, as the survivors of the last world war crawled up from the abyss of extinction, they sought refuge in the places still untouched by the nuclear monster that had sent its claws of radiation out to scar the world. They found Amarillo, Texas, and a group of survivors made the place their home. Among that group was the one who would become DKDJ, the first of the line of disc jockey. His technical know-how allowed him to rebuild WRTX radio in a desperate attempt to reach out for some kind of salvation.
I think if I turn the dial over here.
Go ahead, Ted. I don't know why we can't be heard. You know, this is really very frustrating. Wait a minute. You got a monitor over there.
It's blinking.
Okay, now turn that down to where it's just blinking like about a 70% there.
All right. Okay, like this now?
Yeah, can you... Hello, can anybody hear us? Hello?
I hear us on the headphones.
You do?
Yeah, I hear us on the headphones.
Yeah, but we can't tell where that's coming out of the transmitter or not. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Well, listen, folks, if you can hear us out there, we're in Amarillo, Texas.
We are.
It sounds like we're transmitting.
Yeah, well, it sounds like it, and I can't tell because my headphones are totally dead. I don't know what you're plugged into.
Actually, these aren't plugged in. I guess I'm using my imagination.
They're not plugged in?
I think it's plugged in.
Are you wearing braces?
Anyway, listen, I think we are transmitting,
okay,
Dave.
You think we are.
Well, it looks like it. You can see the dials moving when we talk.
Hello out there. Listen, if anybody's listening in Amarillo, give us a call here. What's our telephone? I didn't even know what our telephone number is.
There aren't no telephones no more.
Have we had the phone hooked up?
There ain't no telephones no more. Folks, we are in Amarillo,
Texas.
We
have no cell phones?
We have some water. We have food. Come down, please. If you know of a place to hide or that's safe, please come and tell us. I don't know. I don't know how else folks can reach us, Dave.
No wonder my cell phone doesn't work. You know, that's really frustrating. I was trying to call out, and it just was nothing there. And I'm saying, what is this? So I tried to charge my phone, and then, of course, there were no outlets that were working.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, it is the end of the world.
This is just so frustrating. It really is.
I know, man. And it's been how many years? You're still trying to put your telephone up?
Let me ask you this. Do you know if anybody in Amarillo has any radio receivers to even hear us?
That's the thing. I would assume so. And, you know, when you think it's an emergency, you turn
on your
radio.
You know what we could do? We could set maybe two big speakers outside the station, you know, so that people just broadcast real loud so everybody in Amarillo could hear us just outside the station.
That's true, but I've been all around Amarillo since the end of the world, and I hadn't seen nothing. My idea was to reach out to somebody. Maybe there's a military base around here. I don't know.
I don't know either. I mean, you know,
hopefully we get somebody.
We're trying to get this station set up here. You know, I figured.
You know what, Dave? If you can hear us, If we're coming into you and you're listening through a radio, please come to Amarillo. Please, it would mean the world to us. Let us know that we are broadcasting.
That's right.
We're going to try to figure it out, I guess, somehow.
And by the way,
I mean, you're the technician. I'm just here helping you.
Well, I mean, I'm seeing that needle bump bounce back and forth there behind you on that monitor on the wall there.
Yeah, it looks like it's taking in
my... looks like it's working.
Like it hears us and it's doing
something. I mean, it looks like it's working.
I think if we have somebody out there listening,
we can't tell.
Yeah. Well, all I know is the wires... Our voice goes through a wire and then it goes in that thing and that thing's beeping and then it goes out into the tower and then it goes out into the radio. Right? That's essentially how it works.
Yeah, that's basically how it works. Yeah. You know? I mean, there's other little fine nuances, but other than that, yeah, that's basically how
it works. That's the gist of it. And we got everything connected. The wires are all fixed up.
And, you know, we know the microphones work because we're seeing the needles bounce over there.
So, listen, I mean, Dave...
is our antenna okay?
It looked okay.
I hadn't even checked out the antenna.
And the thing about this is that it's, of course, and maybe we should tell folks this, I don't know, the station is nuclear powered. It's got a nuclear battery, you know, underneath the radio station. And that's what's powering us.
But do we know other people in Amarillo have power? I mean, you know, we could be just talking to ourselves here.
I don't know. You know, they had them hand crank radios. Maybe they use one of
those. Well, they could use one of those, but, you know, I mean, we are transmitting. We at least are reasonably certain that's the case. So if anybody's listening out there, I don't care where you are in Amarillo, if you have a radio and you are listening, give us a call. We can't even have a phone.
Listen,
here.
I don't know why you keep thinking we have a phone.
We don't have a phone.
Send us a pigeon. You know, I don't know.
Send us a radioactive pigeon. We'll see it glow, and then we can check it out.
Exactly. Or a smoke signal. Listen, let's try to work on... Let's try to figure out a way... can we turn this off for a second?
Yeah.
Right. We'll be back, I guess.
Yeah, we'll be back. We don't have any commercials today. Bye.
Over time, WRTX became known as Wasteland Radio, and the survivors who received its signal made their way to Amarillo, believing that the radio station there was some sort of miracle they must seek out. A population explosion followed, and Amarillo suffered the growing pains. There was a shortage of nearly everything. Clean water, food, gasoline, but the founders held on, determined to build some semblance of civilization for themselves and their families. They recruited a sheriff and deputies, and before long the first law of Amarillo was written, and a municipal government was formed, and all the while Wasteland Radio was there, broadcasting out into the wastes.
Hey, this is DK, your DJ, and right now it's just about 10:50 in the morning on this Wednesday. And we have with us the mayor of Amarillo. He just recently took over. We're talking to Buck Walter. Hey, Buck, how you doing, my buddy?
I'm doing good, DJ.
Well,
how are you?
Good to have you with us. I'm doing just fine. If I were any better, I'd be radioactive.
That's true. I basically am. I think we both are at this point.
You know, when I smile, my teeth glow.
But yeah, the bombs hit to the west, they hit to the east, and we're kind of in the middle of it all.
So listen, let me ask you, how are things going in Amarillo? What kinds of things are going on here? We're increasing the population. People are finding that we're here. Yeah. And they're moving in. So tell us what's going on.
Well, right now, what we're doing is we're working on a plan to actually funnel a creek that we found to the north of town. We're trying to funnel it in through the sewer system. And, you know, we hear this from a lot of refugees out from the waste, that it smells. It smells. Amarillo smells. There's no getting around it.
One of the questions I have is, why are you funneling a creek into the sewage system?
How to kind of clean it out. It's like a Drano. It'll run through the sewer system, hopefully clean it out. Run down to the south. We think we've got the topography right, that it'll run downhill and drain out all this waste, and there's a lot of rats.
Well, you know, that's good to know, because one of the things that we do notice when we go outside in Amarillo, the air is not what you call your freshest air.
No, it's the stench. I mean, it's one of the safest... When you lived in the local area, you know, you and I, you might have been a young guy before the bombs hit, but it's only been a few years. But, you know, when you think of a city to come to locally, Amarillo's really all we got. So pretty much everyone looking for safety is coming in here. When they come in here, they die, they have to go to the bathroom, they have a lot of garbage, and they all throw it down into the sewers. The This is something you don't think about, Dave. Well, Buck, it's very
important. Want to interrupt you for one second. Hey, you out there, you got to start taking showers because, you know, part of the stench that's here in Amarillo is all you people who don't take showers. And I don't care if you think you need one once a month or not. You need it more than that. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
So you get out there and you take a shower and that'll cut down the stench in this town.
And that's something we're trying to tell the people.
That's right.
When they come into town, the refugees, we say shower, you know.
And by the way, brush your teeth because that stinky air that occurs from that mouth from not brushing those teeth, that's a stench too, you know? I mean, you know, all this stuff.
Yeah, I'm checking my... I'm all right.
You notice my windscreen is crinkled here?
Yeah.
I'm not saying I don't brush my teeth.
All right, Dave. But
I've been on the air a lot.
You know, it is important, and that's one of the things that we have to do is when people come into the community, we've got to let them know the rules, the ground rules. You know, don't shoot anybody. Don't attack nobody. You know, we say relatively be nice to people. Brush your teeth. Try to take care of yourself.
Because right.
the and one thing that we don't want, right. and the one thing we already got, is we don't want diseases spreading. And we already got plenty of them. You know as well as I do, I think, you know, I lost my wife about a month ago, as you
did,
know.
Yeah, I know, you did. Yeah, I know, and that was a very traumatic experience for you, because you guys have been married for quite a while.
Yeah, and she got that, you know, she got that cough that a lot of people are getting these days.
Yeah,
and she expired sadly, but she's up there, you know, looking down on me. Anyway, that's neither here nor there right now. We're also in the process of building a giant wall.
A wall, all right. And so what was the wall going to do?
Well,
where are you building the wall?
We're building it sort of to the south. We found a lot of angry individuals seem to come from the south.
Okay, but they can go around the wall. I mean, if they come from the south, they can go west or east, and they can
That's
get
true,
around the
we
wall.
Got guns, and we got bow and arrows and stuff and rocks to throw at them while they're running around the wall.
Oh, I see. Okay, all right.
And at least to see them coming and to kind of funnel everyone. It's also a thing about refugees. You know, when you got them coming in, you don't want them just pouring in every direction. You want to kind of funnel them in so you can keep track of the population. You know what I mean?
I just want to tell our listening audience, we're talking to Buck Walter. He's the mayor of Amarillo, and we're talking about some of the things that are going on over the past couple of months here on your radio station. I'm DK, your DJ, and right now it's just about 11 o'clock here on your DK DJ radio station.
Yeah.
Now, Buck, I just want to ask you this. What kinds of things are you doing to bring some businesses in? What kinds of things are you doing to bring some food in, some you know, stuff that people can actually use? And are we bringing in any soap? That's what I want. That's a main thing.
That's a big
one. We need soap.
That is a big one. Now, as you know, pretty much all the shops and the stores that were open before the end of the war, or before the end of the world, really, they've been raided at this point. They've been sort of sacked, looted.
Looters are unbelievable. I know.
So what we're doing is we're kind of going out to the smaller towns, and we kind of have exploration teams, expedition teams, I guess you call them, and we're sending them out to the little burbs and the little small towns to try to take some stuff from them. Because generally, you know, folks ran to Amarillo, left their goods behind. We got to go back and get them. Somebody's got to get all the food and all the supplies that are left behind.
Yeah, but I mean, the only food you're going to get is that stuff which hadn't spoiled and that stuff which has been, you know, insulated so it's not all radioactive. Otherwise, we're all going to be eating nothing but radioactive stuff.
That's true. It's true,
so
which I think at this
that?
Point is just a fact of life. I mean, we've been fishing down the Red River, which is to the south, you know, which is a huge river, very bountiful. And so far at this point, we don't think that any radiation is leaked into the water supply.
But we don't know that because you don't really have any test equipment.
I mean, we're doing the best.
We're just not eating any of the red fish that come out of there.
We're doing the best that we can do.
All right. I'm just saying, you know, I mean, I know you're doing the best you possibly can. Now, have you developed a council or any kind of a posse to monitor that wall you're building so that we can keep those undesirables out
of
here?
Well, we are in the process of developing a council. We've got rules and regulations we're writing up. I mean, one of the members, I think, is John Blaze. You know him.
Yeah, I know John. John's a good old boy.
Yeah. And he's working on the council as well.
Right.
We're also working on the Riley, Franklin Riley. You know him as well. And he's an older member of the community who's actually has lived in Amarillo.
He and I don't get along too well.
Oh, no.
No, I got to be honest with you. He and I don't see eye to eye.
Yeah, well, he's...
Mainly because I'm only 5'8", and he's like 7'2". We don't see eye to eye anymore.
Well, I know. But that, I mean, height, it scares people.
I mean, this guy is...
It makes you uncomfortable.
He's a big dude, you know what I'm saying?
It makes me uncomfortable.
But when I say we don't see eye to eye, we don't agree on a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he wants the wall around the entire town of Amarillo, and I'm saying you got to go with what Buck wants, because he knows where the undesirables are coming in.
Well, that's true. We only have limited resources, limited workers to help us.
I know that.
And we try to get everyone going, but a lot more and more people are sick, and more people are just tired all the time. I think it has a lot to do with radiation poisoning myself, but, you know, that's kind of a dirty word. People don't like to say radiation.
Hey, listen, I don't always feel the best, you know, and I've only been here for a little while, a couple of months since we got the radio station up and running.
But so far, as we know, there's no radiation leakage inside Amarillo.
All right, well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
And we want to keep those undesirables out, and by the way, we want to keep those individuals that are just loaded with radiation themselves out of here because...
Oh, yeah, they'll practically glowing. You don't want your children playing with
them. I know that. And then, you know, we all have foods, things, and everything. Well, listen, Buck, it's been good talking to you. I know you got to get back.
Hey, you know what? Let's play some music, you know? Get into some music.
I don't know what music to play. We're just going to have to hum for about 4 hours.
Oh, all right. Okay. All right.
Hum. This is DK, your DJ, and hey, we've been here with you for a number of years now, and you know, the only thing I can tell you is that it's getting old, and what you guys want to hear is some new blood coming in here, and I've got a new blood here. This is Charlie C. Hey, Charlie, what's happening, man?
Hey, DK, DJ, I'm a huge fan.
Well, thank you very much, man, and you know, it's good to have you with us. As you well know, one of the things that we are trying to do, and we have over the past couple of years now here on the radio station that broadcasts in Amarillo, is we're trying to get the true story from people as to what's going on here so that people are listening to this radio station and they're getting the true factual information as to what's going on. And you know, and
it's,
what, buddy?
It's tough in the end of the world.
Well,
I know that.
And one of the things that we're doing, and I know that you have come in here and you're saying, hey, you're interested in doing some stuff here on the radio station.
Yeah,
we're happy to have you do that.
I don't want to interrupt, but you know, I came out from Ashes. Many of you know Ashes is off to the west, and we get you out there, as I'm sure you've heard. You're broadcasting out there, you reach out there, and I would just listen every day, all day long, and I just always wanted to be on the radio. And so I packed up, I left my mom, my brother behind, and I came out here, and all I want to do is report for Wasteland Radio.
Well, you know, Charlie, one of the things that we have to tell you is we can't pay you a whole lot because
the
economy the way it is and the fact that the money system collapsed when the end of the world occurred.
Yeah, not much of an economy.
There's just not much that we can pay you. We can provide you with some radiation-free vegetables and fruits and
stuff like that.
And we can provide you also probably with a place to stay here while you're in Amarillo. We're happy to do that.
I saw the shed. I've got my stuff out back.
That's cool.
I can sleep in a shed.
All right, very good. So listen, one of the things that I want to do is that we just don't hire anybody here at the radio station.
I know.
You've got to do something that will impress me with your not only your ability, but also the fact that you are really interested in working here at the radio station. So are you willing to do that?
Absolutely.
All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you out on a pretty tough assignment.
Mm-hmm.
And that assignment has to do with you're going to go out to that wall, you know, that Buck Walter, years ago, they were talking about building this wall. Well, that wall has finally been constructed.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, quite frankly, serving its purpose. It is keeping out a lot of undesirables that would normally come into Amarillo.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have a problem with security there. And we do have a problem with those individuals who are breaking into the city. And what I want you to do is go out there and report on what's going on out there. I want you to talk to some of those individuals
outside the wall?
Well, yeah. That are
to the south?
That are planning to breach the wall. I mean, these are some pretty rough trade, you know what I'm saying?
I know.
And I want you to get the story, because people in Amarillo want to know what these people are doing, because it's definitely providing a security problem.
Yeah,
it really is. And, you know, that's one of the things that we have a problem with here.
And, you know, I'll do it. I know that's what the folks want to hear. And, you know.
All right. So let me ask you this now. let's pretend, let's set this up now. So as a sample interview here, I'm going to pretend that I'm one of the undesirables.
Okay.
Right? And you're going to talk to me now, and you're going to interview me. You're going to ask me questions, you know, as to what I'm doing here.
Oh,
all right?
Gosh, all right. Okay.
Right. This, you know, this is just a, you know, just a little
preliminary. Sir, where do you come from?
What the hell you want to know for?
I'm from the local radio station.
I don't tell anybody where I'm from. I'm telling you right now, I don't tell anybody where I'm from. What are you doing here? What's going on? What is that thing you got in your hand there?
Sir, just a simple microphone.
A microphone?
It's not a weapon.
What is a microphone?
A microphone is what is used to record your voice.
You recording my voice?
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing recording my voice?
What?
I don't want my voice recorded.
Sir, why not? What are you afraid of?
Because I don't want my voice on. What are you going to put my voice on?
I want to put your voice on the radio so people know what you're going through out here.
I'm going through nothing, man. I'm trying to get in there, Amarillo. I'm standing outside this wall here, and you're coming out harassing me.
This is tough, DJ.
I know it is. See what I mean? I mean, this is the kind of stuff you're going to get.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying, you know. Yeah. That, but
I kind of
but
assumed
you did pretty well.
Yeah,
what
okay.
You need to be a little more aggressive, you know what I'm saying?
I
like,
see.
You need to say, hey, man, I'm here, and maybe I can help you get in here, you know, if you'll talk to me.
Wow, yeah.
So, I mean, you know, these are the kinds of
things
you have to
learn. So much to learn.
Yeah, well, there's a lot to learn.
All right.
Well, my guest is Charlie C. Charlie is brand new here at the radio station in Amarillo, and this is DK, your DJ. We're going to be back right after we do a little more humming.
Mm-hmm. You should get music on the station.
I know we should, but we just have to hum.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have anybody recorded anything. Just hum. Mm-hmm. Thanks, we'll be back.
Amarillo would continue growing, and the wall to the south would expand to split old and new Amarillo in an effort by the founders to keep their hold on power and isolate themselves from the more savage newcomers. A medical center was built, and an elementary school and library. Still, the residents of Amarillo, old and new, would contend with droughts and dust storms, attacks from raiders, zombies, mutated wasteland beasts, and any number of strange cults that would sprout up over the years. While the radio station would survive. Hosted by myself, Charlie C. And as for DK DJ, he disappeared one night. Must be about 5 years ago. Now he lives only in my memories. Dun 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 dun